From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Means it's Random Facts Day.
Isn't every day a Random Facts
Day?
No,
we didn't do any yesterday.
That's true.
Hey, here's one for you. A treatment for syphilis used to be injecting malaria into the person, which would kill the virus. But
makes so much sense.
Right? Give them malaria. By the way, the doctor who came up with that treatment won a Nobel Prize for that. New Jersey is the densest state. There's 1,218 people per square mile. Alaska.
I figured it would be New York.
Alaska, the least dense state. One person per square mile. You got a whole mile to yourself up there in Alaska. Just got to go climb a mountain to get to it.
No, you don't.
It costs 12 and a half cents to produce a $100 bill. So should they call that the $99 and, 88 cent bill instead?
True.
A dollar, 12 cent, 12 and a half cents.
To produce one.
One $100 bill.
Yeah. Huh.
Did you know that the last movie from a major studio with mono sound instead of stereo was Conan the Barbarian in 1982? Why did I call him Conan?
I did not know.
It's Conan, right? He's Conan.
He's Conan.
And the other one's Conan.
Yeah, Conan and Conan.
Yeah, because when you remember when Conan O'Brien first came out, it was like, oh, that's that Conan O'Brien. That's that Conan O'Brien, I tell you what, right there. That was a long time ago.
It was.
It was almost 30 years ago.
Conan remember.
O'Brien came on the air.
I loved Lippy.
Yeah, and he never took him anywhere.
Oh,
he left him in New York.
He made me laugh.
Yeah, he left him in New York, that Lippy guy.
That was so sad. Lippy was the best. And I still remember it like it was yesterday almost.
Yeah.
Day before yesterday.
I remember like it was day before yesterday.
The dancing pansies. The dancing pansies.
Crazy, crazy. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News, randomness and all.
Oh, yes.
What's happening today?
Blake Shelton was asked by People Magazine about how it's going with having longtime girlfriend Gwen Stefani on Coach's panel of The Voice.
Yeah, because, you know, working with the old lady could be bad.
Yeah. Yeah,
or the old man, think. Whichever, right?
Yeah, maybe they should have asked her.
Maybe they did, and they couldn't print it. Who knows?
So he said, "Well, it kind of helps with the weirdness of Adam not being here." Shelton says,
"Oh, what? He's replacing his loss of Adam with his girlfriend? Wow, wow! There's got to be a Freudian thing there somewhere,
right?
Don't you think? Wow."
Well, to be honest, it's strange not to have him here. He's never not been here yet, which is true. He's been there since the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't watched more than like two episodes out of the 35 million seasons there are. But they had a little bromance and a little chemistry, a little on-screen chemistry.
Well, because he's been there since the very beginning.
Right.
It is. I think it's kind of weird.
It is weird.
But having Gwen back for me makes it a lot more fun.
They can play smoochy smoochy and they can canoodle in the dressing room in between takes.
So now Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
She was not a country music person.
No, of course not. She's what they call alternative. Yeah, alternative music.
She said.
Uh-huh.
That she never even knew Blake Shelton existed before she came on The Voice for the
first
time.
Oh, come on now. He was a big famous guy. That's why they put him on
in
there.
In the country music scene.
Yeah, but I mean, you call yourself a musician. You
this
call yourself
is
a
true,
musician.
Gwen Stefani.
You got to listen to everything, Gwen. You can't just go like, oh, I only want to listen to alternative. You got to know. Gwen Stefani, you know who Barry White was? Do you know who Barry Manilow was? You know,
I don't
who
know. Oh, my goodness.
Barry McGuire was? I don't know where the Barry thing
you're
came
so
from.
You're so passionate about this.
Do you know who Blake Shelton is? I don't know any other Blakes.
Now.
I don't know any other Blakes. And we're off the rails.
You're off the rails.
I'm off the rails.
You're off the rails.
Correction. I'm off the rails.
All right. J-Law
I had waffles
busy.
For dinner last night. That's why.
Your blood sugar's up, huh?
My blood sugar's been up. It's really up.
J-Law is busy planning her wedding to cook Maroney.
Uh-huh.
And she can cross the registry off her to-dos.
Oh.
Well, Jennifer, she has her wish list all set.
Does she?
Of course, she
where's can, she registered?
She can buy it all herself.
Right, right.
She's
yeah,
just,
but you would feel out of place if you didn't bring a gift to a wedding where somebody's probably spent $2 million for you to have a good time.
Oh, sure. It happens to me all the time.
Drink yourself under the table before, you know, the reception's over.
No. I won't go if there's not an open bar because I can't afford to be there to start with.
Unless there's good cake. Because I've been to a couple of weddings where the cakes are kind of like, with these modern cakes?
Cake.
With the fondant or the cupcakes. Come on, cupcakes for a wedding? Are you kidding me?
So anyway, she's showing off her must-haves in an Amazon wedding registry.
Oh, Amazon. Yes. Wow, there you go. I never even thought about Amazon for a registry.
Now, of note, she's chosen a lovely copper fondue pot and a lot of glassware.
I like that she's embracing the fondue.
Yes.
I mean, fondue, I think, is trying to make a comeback, but it's just, it's the cusp.
It's been trying to make a comeback.
It's on
it
the
just
cusp.
Can't quite break the line, though.
Nothing better than that brown, 70s brown colored enamel pot and the skewers that have little colored dots on the end of them.
Yes.
So you know whose skewer is whose.
I can count on one hand, actually less than, and I don't even have to use all the fingers.
Yeah.
Of the times that I've had fondue. It just hasn't been a part of my life. I'd like for it to be because I love melted cheese.
Cheese is good. I love any cheese.
Yes. Well, cheese, yes.
The stinkier, the better. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I just want it melted in a pot with bread.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. What's with the millennials? They put vegetables in there. Really?
What?
Like that's healthy? Like the cheese is already bad enough for
what
you.
What do you skewer
I know. Use the white bread, the worst white glutinous bread you can find, and use that because vegetables, really.
It's, I had... Jeez. Crab fondue. Crab and cheese fondue.
Crab fondue is fantastic, yeah.
That
just amaze balls. It's great.
And then other than that, that might be the only fondue
yeah,
ever.
There you go.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. See, maybe I should put fondue on my bucket list.
Just get your registry over to the Amazon.com.
My bucket list registry?
Yeah.
That's
well, you got a wish list, you know, you get your registry list.
She also has a yoga mat. I'm not too sure why a yoga mat. I mean, how much does that cost?
Yeah.
And how do you wrap it for a wedding?
I know, right? You come with this big roll.
Isn't a wedding for things
it's
for both of you?
It's not a lightsaber. It's a yoga mat.
True. But isn't wedding registries, shouldn't it be for things for both of you or your
Well, you know, that's interesting that you brought that up. That sounds like, yeah, well, the fondue pot would be for both of us.
Yes.
All right. With that, you know who probably enjoys a good fondue? And that's Halle Berry. I think she probably does.
She just might.
You know, but she'll eat just like this because then
of
her
course.
Trainer would kick her ass. You can't have that! Sometimes I think she's dating this trainer. I don't know. She's kind of wearing him like a cheap suit in some of these videos that I see on her stories. Can't remember last time someone wore me like a cheap suit. Have a great day. Where the hell does this stuff come from? See you tomorrow, and...
Oh, no. Yeah, that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.